Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Do you guys have any idea what it's like to work with adult toddlers? Literally toddlers. Kristen over here taunting me. She and Cassie are bonding over a new Instagram account, which is seriously.
You need to turn your music off. It's called
I'm trying to drown out your voice.
All right. So the account is called Dump of Internet, and it's all about farts. And it came up on my For You page, shocker, like this past week or something like that. And what they do is they do a compilation of farts. And what you do is you go up to your partner and you're like, hey, guess my fart. And you make the sound you think their fart is going to sound like. And then they fart. And all the ones they have, people have accurately guessed what their friend or partner's fart is going to sound like.
And this is really entertaining for you guys.
Yes, it is.
And you see, this is just a part of my life that I will never understand. I don't think farting is funny. I didn't grow up in a house where farting is funny. And I think it's the least sexy thing ever. And these are all couples here that are guessing each other's fart before they happen.
Yes, it's amazing. They also have a compilation of the best colonoscopy farts.
Ooh. Those are impressive.
Wow, what is that?
After you have a colonoscopy, they won't let you leave the hospital until you fart. So those farts are epic when they happen.
Listen, I want to be comfortable in my relationship, and that includes farting. And today is my 5-year anniversary. Happy anniversary, babe.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And I texted him yesterday with this video, as I also came up on my For You page, and I said, by the way, this next chapter of our marriage, I really want to reach a new level of intimacy with you. And he's like, absolutely, tell me what you're thinking, I'm 100% in. And then I sent him the video, and he said, oh my God, I almost sent this to you yesterday, we're doing this.
I don't get it. Did you come from a farting family?
No.
A public farting family?
I couldn't even say the word fart until I was like in middle school. My mom thought it was a bad word, which I think says a lot about my upbringing.
So what did you just call it? Flatulence?
No, we would call it tooting. But if I said fart, I couldn't say the word fart and I couldn't say the word butt because those were bad words.
Well, what did you call a butt?
Booty.
A booty.
Oh, that's really different.
Okay.
Listen, take it up with Carrie.
So if you fall in love with a man, it needs to be known, like, hey, the whole loud farting thing is not, that's not for me.
Oh, God, it's nauseating.
Okay. Are you serious? I'll fart and then blame it on my daughter. And I'll say, Hazel, did you fart? You farted. And then we, like, laugh and joke about it.
I feel like calling Child Protective Services.
Why? Because I'm teaching her to be comfortable with her flatulence.
Well, Jimmy loves to sit in my lap, right? And so he'll be sitting in my lap, and there will be a fart. And Bart looks at us, and I'm like, you got to guess which one.
The new Addams Family, right?
Yep.
All right, so Joni needs some help here because she needs to ask her sister to skip out on Thanksgiving for a really good reason, though. Hey, Joni.
Hey.
All right, so what do you got going into the weekend here?
Well, I just got engaged.
Hey, congratulations.
Yay! Do you know how to guess each other's farts?
Hope that works out for you.
Maybe. I don't know. We're more focused on getting married right now, so okay, we'll put a pin in the fart thing. But we were planning, you know, to tell our family over Thanksgiving. But, you know, there's a part of me that I really don't know if I want to do the whole big wedding thing. I know my mom is like really going to want me to do it. But, you know, my fiance, he thinks, like, we should just skip Thanksgiving and just elope.
Let me do this here, Joni, even before you go on, because this comes up quite a bit, right? Let me do this. I would like to take some calls for Joni here. You guys skipped out and you did the eloping thing because really what she's worried about are the ramifications, long-term ramifications with the family, right? So I want to know the reality of you guys eloping and how long was it before your parents got over you just doing what you wanted to do? 1-855-BIRCHO.
But Joni wants to do the double diss. She wants to elope and skip a family holiday at the same time.
Are those two, I guess.
Those are two. If you're the mom or the dad or the family and you do that, that would be considered a double infraction.
I think so, for sure.
Yeah, I guess I have to defer to you guys here just because I didn't grow up with like a strong family foundation that if I found out Hollis or Hayden had taken off and eloped and they missed Thanksgiving, I'd be like, good for you, bro. That's making you happy. It's not about me. It's about his happiness. Mm-hmm. So this wouldn't bother me. But in big families that are super healthy and tight, I can maybe.
What would your mom do if you eloped and also missed Thanksgiving?
She'd be pissed.
Yeah.
She'd be pissed at either one just alone. So both of them together, she might not speak to me for a little while.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, that would be a big deal in my family for sure.
Oh, yeah. My parents would be furious, mainly because they wouldn't really care about the eloping thing. They'd be more upset about me missing Thanksgiving. They'd be like, you show up for dinner, girl.
Now, with all that said, Joni, I'm still like a fan of if elopement is what you want to do, then by all means, do it. I just don't know if missing out on a family holiday and eloping at the same time is the right call.
This is going to be the double whammy right here.
It is.
But I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want my sister to be there and I hope she's on board with the idea. And if she is, you know, and we go ahead and do this, I don't know anything about like how to elope. Like, you know, where's the best place to do this? What do I need to know in advance? And, you know, ultimately, is this something I'm going to regret?
I'm guessing... You know, and this is with no education at all. I think you could probably Google like places that you can go immediately and get a license. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be Vegas. It could, I don't know if the Bahamas does it, but I'm guessing you could do that in an easy Google search.
Okay.
But if you want to know if you're going to regret it, we actually have people on the line who have eloped and can give you some advice.
But your situation is a little different because we're double dipping here. We're talking about the holidays and we're talking about eloping. But Robert, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. Okay, so I'm guessing you came from like this really strong family background, so you knew they were kind of going to be pissed?
Well, my wife did more than I did.
Okay.
And it was my idea. And I just kind of convinced her. But, yeah, we just it wasn't around Thanksgiving, so we didn't get in trouble for the holidays. But, yeah, we just went down to the courthouse at 18, 19 years old, got married, came back with a marriage certificate, and 16 years later, here we are.
Oh, good for you. How long did it take for her family to get over that?
Honestly, I still don't know if they're over it, but, you know, that's their problem, not mine.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
If you have the attitude you don't care what anybody else thinks, then you're money.
Well, you wouldn't be calling us if you had that attitude.
That is a very valid point, sir.
But he just said it's been 16 years and they're still not over it. Woo. So, yeah, absorb that. Hey, Chelsea, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Chelsea?
I don't know if we got her engaged.
It sounds like she got engaged and got a love at the same time. Hey, Jordan, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, me and my wife eloped, man. Like, it was the best thing in the world. But what I was going to say is, like, whatever makes them happy, they should do. Like, if they want to elope, go ahead and elope. They should ask the sister. If she doesn't come, she doesn't come. Who cares? Like, it's your life. Like, why you got to care about other people?
Yeah, that sounds really nice. But when it comes to your own family, I mean, you don't want to, like, upset your parents. And also, you said you did elope?
Oh, yeah, we eloped. Me and my wife, we went to to get our license, and the lady was like, hey, you guys can get married to us if you're going to, or are you planning a wedding? And me and my wife looked at each other and we're like, yeah, when can we do this?
And how long did it take the families to get over all that?
We don't care.
Never asked them.
That's pretty much it. Now, I do think it's funny that guys are calling up saying, I don't care, but we haven't heard from women that have said, like, I just didn't care. I think that might be a dude thing. Let's go to Barbara here. Barbara also eloped. Let's see how long it took her family. Hey, Barbara.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good. Okay, the reality of eloping, and what are the repercussions, and how long did it last?
Well, my daughter just went down to the courthouse about a year ago, and her fiancé got married, and we didn't know it. She's the only daughter we have, so therefore, we wanted to be involved in her wedding and, you know, walking her down the aisle and, you know, just all the things that you know, parents would do with their only daughter. And I feel like that was stolen from us, and I still am not happy about that at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Joni,
her fiance agreed with it as well, that he, you know, wanted to go down there and get married. But I think they took something from us, my husband and I, that we waited all of our life to do with her. And we don't have that.
All right, Barbara, let me double down on this, and I don't mean to upset you, but this isn't about you. This is about your daughter and what she wanted to do. So it's really not about her robbing you of this opportunity, right?
Well, no, wrong. I think you're wrong.
Okay.
I think, you know, okay, I had her years ago. I went through labor with her. I went carried her for 9 months. I gave her that 9 months of my unconditional love of me carrying her and me, you know, trying to do what was right to make sure I had a healthy baby. I had a healthy child. However, I think the least that somebody can do is, I mean, my husband missed the first dance, father-daughter dance. He missed that. It's things, even though, I mean, and she's happy, and we are happy for her now, but I still think about those things that, you know, that we missed with it being our daughter, because she's the only daughter that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Two things can exist at the same time. Like, they can be happy for her and also be sad that they didn't get those moments.
Right, exactly. I mean, because I feel like that's just moments that we were deprived of.
I appreciate you calling. Yeah. And thanks for being real with us. All right, so Joni, Barbara hates you.
Barbara did not say that. Not yet. She hasn't eloped yet.
Yeah, once you elope, Barbara will hate you.
I felt some animosity.
It was there.
I mean, you really have to. I'm not exactly sure what to advise. Again, I don't have a very strong family background, so it's for you guys.
Well, I mean, you said you have a sister, right? So they always have her wedding.
Yeah. I mean, they could do all that with my sister, but then there's the idea that maybe I tell my sister, and then she goes and tells my mom, and creates an even bigger problem, and then it like just spirals out of control. I'm worried about that too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't please everybody all the time. So though I know my family would be disappointed, I think at the end of the day, you should do whatever works for you.
Would you do it?
If that's really what the woman that I was engaged to wanted, yep. Absolutely.
Okay.
I would say go for it, but don't miss Thanksgiving dinner. At least try and do both.
All right. One or the other. All right, Joni. Hit us back and let us know how it all goes, okay?
Thank you. All right. Give me a lot to think about. Thank
all right.
You.
You take care now. Bye-bye. I'm scared of Barbara.
The Burt Show.